The Pennsylvania Democratic primary is 20 days away. The gay vote may prove key. By one count, gay voters make up 5% of the Democratic electorate in Philadelphia, and in a tight race, that could make a big difference.
Two major gay Democratic groups, the Steel City Democrats of Pittsburgh and the Liberty City Democrats of Philadelphia, have endorsed Senator Hillary Clinton. But endorsements aside, the gay vote is still up for grabs, and both candidates continue to court the Keystone State. Mark Siegel is publisher of the Philadelphia Gay News, the largest gay newspaper in Pennsylvania. He says Clinton and Obama have both been courting his paper's endorsement, which he has yet to give. I spoke with Siegel yesterday about what the candidates need to do to earn his endorsement and the gay vote. Every vote counts in this primary. What issues, in your opinion, do the Democratic candidates need to be talking about to win over voters and specifically to win your paper's endorsement?
I think they have to be very clear and open about talking about LGBT issues, which that means is talking to us, talking when they're on TV or being interviewed by other newspapers, bringing up those issues. We want to hear what's going on with their positions on don't ask, don't tell. We just don't want to hear very simple, yeah, I want to get rid of don't ask, don't tell. We would like to hear a plan. We want to know what their position is on AEDNA, which is the non-discrimination bill in Congress. And not only the fact that you support it or co-sponsor it, but give me a political game plan to pass it. Show me you've actually thought a little about the LGBT community.
Do you feel like they have thought a little about these issues? Do you feel like it is a part of their platform in a substantive way?
Absolutely. I think that for the first time in the history of the Democratic Party, every candidate who ran for president or for nomination had positions on LGBT issues, and for the most part, they were very much on target. The only exception, of course, being marriage or civil partners. And I think that's a political issue that we are going through in the nation right now.
Now, the Liberty City Democratic Club, which is a chapter of the National Stonewall Democrats, has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Is this reflective of the larger gay population in Philly?
Well, I don't think so, for the very simple reason that Liberty City is very connected, as it should be as a Democratic club, to our political Democratic Party here in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. Some of the members of that organization work for the governor, some others work for the mayor of Philadelphia, both of which are supporting Hillary Clinton.
Now, Hillary Clinton has tried to distance herself, so to speak, from the Defense of Marriage Act, the 1996 bill that was signed into law by her husband, former President Bill Clinton. That was a bill that gave state governments the right not to recognize same-sex marriages or civil unions performed in other states. How big of an obstacle has this been for Hillary Clinton?
I think people are willing to look at her overall record and see where she's been for the last 16 years. And we do have a record of 16 years. We know that when she was in the White House, part of her staff was LGBT. We know that her Senate campaign and Senate office has been LGBT. We have to look at legislation and where people have been on a record of time. For instance, our governor in Pennsylvania is extremely pro-gay, but he does not support marriage. And I think that's a difficult issue for many, many politicians today to do, simply because the majority of Americans do not support marriage. They do support civil unions. And Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both are co-sponsors of that legislation in the Capitol.
Now, I do want to ask you, though, about the gay marriage issue. In 2004, this was such a huge thing. This is what was driving people to the polls. This was an issue that was at the forefront of much of the debate in that national election. It is not so now in 2008. And you say both Democratic candidates, neither of them support gay marriage. They do support civil unions. Do you as a community just get to the point where you say, okay, we're just going to put that one on the back burner for now?
I think as a political movement, we have to be pragmatic. We have to, push the education of the issue to the public, and the public will eventually understand the issues and push that force, similar to the many gay rights laws we've passed around the country. If you take a look at the states where this issue is predominant at the moment, they started with the idea of just domestic partners in their cities. That grew to civil unions in the state. And then in many states, they're now discussing marriage. So, yeah, it is a progression.
I want to ask you, is there any, and there, the answer to this might be no, there's absolutely no difference. But is there any notable difference between, say, gay men, who they are supporting, as opposed to lesbian women, and who might they be supporting?
Well, I think we honestly have to understand that there's an extra issue for women in our community, which is the fact that there is the first serious contender for president who is a woman. And I would suspect that lesbians in this community, for the most part, overwhelmingly support Hillary Clinton for that reason, for in a sense of an identity pride.
And finally, as a member of this community, as a publisher of this major political gay newspaper in Pennsylvania, do you like your choices this year?
I am very happy and pleased with the choices we have. I've never seen two better choices for President of the United States being offered by the Democratic Party.
And do you want to make your endorsement here live on the radio?
I'm on the fence.
I tried. Never let it be said.
You're a good reporter. You should.
We'll have to wait and see. Mark Siegel is the publisher of the Philadelphia Gay News, Pennsylvania's largest gay newspaper. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Rachel, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, Moby's new album out this week. It's called Last Night. We'll talk with him about how he made it. That is coming up. We also have the most coming up, Rachel, some interesting subject matter today.
Mm-hmm. Octopi. You know, these guys are really, they're very dramatic in their love habits. They're a lot more macho than we thought they were.
Who knew?
Yeah.
And a bunch of third graders plotting to hurt their teacher. Little knee biters. Details coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Maybe knee biters literally. I'm not sure.